So, yeah, I was thinking about going to Japan for the summer holidays, these summer holidays.
Yeah, and where are you gonna go?
I don't know, kind of. I want to go back home to my hometown over there.
Which
'Cause
is, what's the name of it?
Mayabashi.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of 3 hours north of Tokyo, like on the other side. Like Tokyo's here, and Son, like it's almost like directly across the other side of Japan.
Yeah.
And yeah, because I haven't seen people there for so long, and I feel like I haven't like talked to them for ages, and I've kind of like let our friendship kind of like get neglected. Like I never write to them or email, so I really want to see all of them again.
Yeah. And how long will you go for?
Probably about a month, like, because uni finishes around end of November, so December and December and January,
Cool.
probably, yeah.
Yeah.
Part of December, part of January.
And do you want to do any sightseeing while you're there?
Yeah, definitely. I was thinking maybe like Kyoto and stuff like that, but a lot of people say Kyoto isn't that, like, people say that it's really cool, but it's actually not when you get there. It's just kind of like you see a few temples and that's it.
Depends. Like
Have you been there?
I went to Kyoto, and if you do go, I recommend Fushimi Inari. It's
Okay.
you know, you might have seen it in travel books and stuff. You know, the temple with like 2,000 torii gates, all in like,
Yeah.
and they go up the mountain.
Yep.
That's that temple,
Oh,
and
okay.
it's really cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because a lot of people say, like, one of the weirdest things about it is that kind of you've got a really old style home right next to a McDonald's or a 7-Eleven or something. It's just kind of two eras just merged together in one
Oh,
city.
yeah, I mean,
But I suppose you get that all over Japan, really.
Like, if you go to Kyoto expecting to see Kyoto 200 years ago,
Yeah,
then
like
you'll see.
samurai walking around.
But, you know, like, and you have to, like, look for the places that you want to
Yeah.
go. You have to look
Yeah.
for them.
Yeah.
But,
But mainly, I think the main reason why I want to go is because just to see people that I haven't seen in a while,
yeah.
rather than being a tourist. I want to be
Yeah.
like kind of like going back home rather than being a tourist over there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just wondered if you were going to do it
Yeah.
a little bit, maybe.
'Cause I really want to see like Tokyo and like do some shopping and stuff like that. Not that I have money.
Yeah.
Yeah. 'Cause yeah, the shopping over there is like it seems to be really kind of unique, you know, stuff that you can't get over here, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
What do you want to buy?
I don't know, lots of stuff. It seems like, you know, they have really cute accessories. I'm not sure if I'll be able to, you know, afford or fit in my luggage, you know, like actual clothes. But,
Yeah.
you know, actually, what I've been looking for ages around here is a phone charm. You know, like what
Oh,
you put,
yeah.
because they have the most boring ones over here. They're just like a strap,
Yeah.
you know, and just like a little Nokia symbol or something. And
Yeah.
but over there, I really like, you know, the whole like phone charm culture that they have. Like some of the phones are just like you feel like you couldn't hold the phone. They've got so many on
Yeah.
there.
One good thing to do is, you know, like, get heaps of presents to take to people. And
Yeah.
then when you give them the presents, you've got all this room in your bag to put all
Yeah,
the stuff
yeah.
that you buy.
Yeah.
But I was in Japanese class the other day. We, saw, you know, one of those Japanese culture shows, and they were talking
Oh,
about
okay.
like normal household items, normal white items being black
In Japanese or in
in
English?
Japanese,
Oh, okay.
in
Yeah,
Japan,
yeah.
in Japan, like a
Yeah.
normal, like, everyday sort of TV program. And so they were saying, like, it's really fashionable now to get black toilet paper. And, like, you go to the
What?
shop, and the guy in the shop, they interviewed the guy in the shop, and they said, oh, you know, it's a really nice, like, present to give. And we were like, no
Toilet
way.
paper.
And, like, you know, like, earbuds, and, yeah,
Black earbuds?
black earbuds, and black udon. They put, like, a
Oh, that would
teaspoon
be.
of,
I wouldn't eat that.
oh, apparently, like, they put a teaspoon of charcoal in the mix,
Yeah.
and then, yeah,
Yeah.
and then the people who were eating it said, it tastes pretty good, so I don't know.
I wonder if the taste changes because of the color. Like, it wouldn't. They'd just be kind of like dyeing it, wouldn't they?
It might change slightly, but it's like only a teaspoon in, like, a whole bowl of mix, so I don't think it's too bad. Like, it wouldn't be overpowering or anything.
Yeah.